Western Canada, the forecast says snow and Western Canada ski hills are ready to go. In Alberta, skiers looking to hit the slopes need to look no further than Banff National Park, where a trio of ski hills will be among the earliest in Canada to open for the 2023-24 season. Scroll down for list of Western Canada ski hill opening days. Mount Norquay Ski Resort and Lake Louise Ski Resort are tentatively set to be the Great White North's first hills to welcome the public Friday, November 3. In the past week, 35 centimeters of new snow has dumped on Mount Norquay, located adjacent to the Banff townsite. Our team is just as excited as all the skiers and snowboarders out there itching to get on snow. We push hard to open because we love to ski and ride, said General Manager Andre Kenneville. With the Alpine World Cup not coming to Lake Louise this year, the ski resort said it is focusing on its snowmaking capacity toward the runs. On Saturday, November 4, Nikiska Ski Area in Kananaskis Country is aiming to open up to the crowds. Canadians love skiing, said Powder, Matt Mosteller, vice president of the resorts of the Canadian Rockies. It is so good for you, getting outside and in the mountains. One of the few sports that people of all abilities can do at the same time and entire families can enjoy this sport together, getting everyone active and engaged in a lifetime tradition. Sunshine Village tentatively set its opening day for November 9. Marmot Basin, in Jasper National Park, is on pace for a November 9 opening day, while Castle Mountain, near Pincher Creek, is forecasting Dec. 1. Calgary Olympic Park opens November 24. In British Columbia, Sun Peaks, north of Kamloops, is set to be the province's first to open November 18. Whistler Blackcomb and Big White Ski Resort are scheduled to open to ski enthusiasts November 23, while Silver Star Mountain Resort, near Vernon, is aiming for November 30. On December 2, a trio of BC ski hills are set to open including Revelstoke Mountain Resort, Fernie Alpine Resort and Apex Mountain Resort. On December 8, three more hills will welcome skiers including Panorama Mountain Resort, Kicking Horse Mountain Resort, and Whitewater Ski Resort. The following day, Red Mountain Resort will open. Kimberley Alpine Resort is aiming for December 15. El Niño Winter Forecast. All signs point toward an El Niño weather pattern for Banff National Park, Kananaskis Country and across Western Canada this season, meaning generally milder conditions, but the type of snowfall varies from region to region. What that generally means for Western Canada for the winter months is a warmer-than-normal pattern as well as slightly drier-than-normal conditions, said Justin Shelley, weather preparedness meteorologist with Environment and Climate Change Canada in a previous interview with The Outlook. El Niño occurs every 2 to 7 years and can last up to 18 months. For the past few years, the weather cycle Western Canada has been in is a La Niña, which has the opposite effects of the El Niño. Typically, a La Niña cycle is better for snowfall in the Bow Valley. Tentative opening days for the 2023-24 season. Alberta, November 3, Mount Norquay, Banff. November 3, Lake Louise Ski Resort, Banff. November 4, Nikiska Ski Area, Kananaskis Country. November 9, Marmot Basin, Jasper. November 9, Sunshine Village, Banff. November 24, Calgary Olympic Park, Calgary. Dec. 1. Castle Mountain, Pincher Creek, British Columbia. November 18, Sun Peaks, Kamloops. November 23, Whistler Blackcomb, Whistler. November 23, Big White Ski Resort, Okanagan Valley. November 30, Silver Star Mountain Resort, Vernon. December 2, Revelstoke Mountain Resort, Revelstoke. December 2, Fernie Alpine Resort, Fernie. December 2, Apex Mountain Resort, Okanagan Valley. December 8, Panorama Mountain Resort, Panorama. December 8, Kicking Horse Mountain Resort, Golden. December 8th. Whitewater Ski Resort, Nelson. December 8th. Mount Washington Alpine Resort, Kootenay. December 9th. Red Mountain Resort, Rossland. December 15th. Kimberley Alpine Resort, Kimberley.